Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would have done that to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? Eh, my people's in a place left out of North. Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
1, 2,
tell
me what
y'all to do. 3, 4,
it's time for all your
suggestions,
rock and roll, and your folding rock. Then your rock, the rhythm, and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll, then your rolling.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on the tablet. Yesterday, as I recall, was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso. Spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace. Love stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace. I need room to think and space to ventilate. What's solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my people's in a place, tell me how to solve. Here we go, yeah.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Yes, rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just sing it out. 1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, of course, Miss Tracy L. Bell. And I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. This is Black History Month, and we're talking all things black. Black history, black issues, and black matters arise from us and through us. And tonight's conversation and question is, how come black people don't support black businesses. What is the history and the myth behind this non-support or the lack thereof for black businesses by its people? And I think we're all oblivious to it and guilty of it on some level or another. And I also think many of us are not mentally conscious of the economic injustice unleveled in our communities. And tonight's conversation came about through a long-time friend and brother of mine who shared this video on my social media page of Margarita Maggie Anderson. Have you guys, my listeners, ever heard of her? Margarita Maggie Anderson is CEO and founder of the Empowerment Experiment Foundation. And she's also author of Our Black Year. Now, to be honest with you, I had never heard of her either until I saw this video. But my guest tonight is the same brother and longtime friend who, along with his brothers, is CEO and founder of Four Kings Artful Expressions. Now, don't get me wrong. He's always been an entrepreneur for as long as I've known him. He's always been supportive, him and his brothers. They have been raised to be real men by definition, and their goal and dream is to make a difference in their community. They are an ever-evolving business of visionaries, dreamers, and doers. And my blog, my readers, my listeners, I heard you all. I heard all the comments. I read all the comments about what you had to say and add to the subject. And we will get him on the line tonight and try to address some of those. So I welcome to Conversations of a Sister tonight my brother and my friend, Mr. Daryl Harris. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tracy. That was wonderful. I was sitting here just grinning. That was wonderful. I love the introduction. I love it. Thank you very kindly. I want to say also thank you for allowing us to share this platform with you this evening. It's an honor and a pleasure to do so. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
You know, I know you do, and my listeners don't know you the way I know you guys, and you guys always keep me laughing. And it's just a part of your personality. You can't help it, but you guys always keep me laughing, especially Timmy. But let me ask you this, because my blog is on fire about this conversation, and I'm glad about that.
Really?
I'm glad it's something that, yes, and I'm glad it's something that you brought up and you brought to my attention, because it is very important. And I think that, like I said, I'm also guilty of not being conscious of supporting black business. But let me ask you this, Daryl, why is it important to support black businesses?
Well, it's important in many ways, Tracy. One of the reasons I can tell you off just thinking about it, is one of the reasons why some people, black people, don't support black businesses is because of distrust. I think with the distrust, meaning, let's say, we don't trust one another. Let's just go to the Willie Lynch letter. You know, that's division. It caused division. Whether you're lighter than me, darker than me, younger than me, older than me, you got more money than me. That's part of the whole division, the whole mindset. So some people still have that mindset when they come into a black business. You know, they just don't trust you. What? How did he get this? What did they do to get this? How much he paid for it? Well, I got to pay for this. Well, you don't ask that when you go in the Chinese store. You don't ask that when you get
that's
your
right.
Meals. You know, that Chinese man said it's what it is. You put the money on the counter or you put it back on the shelf, right? You don't try to
that's
wiggle
true.
Them down, you know, jiggle them down. You buy the weave, right? Or you buy the grease, whatever you need, you buy it. But with us, I noticed that, you know, you get that being in business for a long time. You get that. Sometimes it's hurtful. It's very hurtful because you don't do that to the other nationalities. But you come here and you do that, and it's not good. It's not good. It's not good. It don't feel good.
You know, it's something that you said that, because when I was talking to my mom this morning about it, she said the exact same thing, Daryl, the exact same thing you said. She said, we don't trust each other. We don't trust one another. That's one of the biggest reasons why we don't support black businesses. Well, I know that I've purchased from you in the past, and you have nice things. Get like your stuff is odd, your stuff is different, and it's very, very nice, and I don't think it's something to be questioned. But where is or where does the majority of your support come from?
Well, the majority of my support does come from the black people, but the thing is this. I also get different nationalities will come in here and buy. But I will add to that to this what I'm just saying. I get different. We get different nationalities come to buy, but we ship out a lot. We ship out a lot to different people, our people. We ship out a lot. And sometimes when they come to our place of business and they say, well, you still got that? No, we don't. We ship it out. We're not letting it sit around. You want it, we're selling it, you know. And
right.
The thing is, the people that do like our stuff, we're not changing what we do. We're keeping it black. You know, some people say, well, you know, you got other nationalities in your area, you should care. No, we're not doing that. Four Kings are not bending for that. We're not bending. We're keeping it the way it is because we don't have anything. We have to build some type of economy. We have to start somewhere, you know, and just bending over to a threat of you don't have us in your store don't mean you can still buy what we have. I mean, we go in there and buy Chinese food. We ain't Chinese, but we buy it because we want it. So we're not changing the texture or the decor of what we have just to appease you. If you like what we have, then please, more than happy. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, whatever. You can enjoy it, but it won't be changed.
Exactly. Exactly, and I follow Artful Expressions. I follow your Facebook page, and I love when you post a lot of the items that you have for sale. Tell my listeners a little bit about your business and the background of it.
Give you the start of it. The way it started was very funny. Timmy actually started this. he got me back in the business again. He actually got me back. It just so happened one day, I was at work, you know, and then I got laid off, right? I got laid off, and I was, like, so, you know, pissed about it and everything. And I was talking to Tim. He said, man, he said, look, we can do our own thing. Let's invest in us. Let's bet on black. That's what he told me, bet on black. That's us. So I said, you know what? That makes sense. He said, you know what you do. I know what I do. We know what the other two brothers do. Let's get together. Let's band together and make something happen. I said, you know what? You're right. Why am I sitting here trying to go to another job, to another job, to another job? Let's invest in us. So that's what we did. We just said, and I was unemployed at the time. I was unemployed. I came by this store. I just so happened to ask this lady how much the rent was coming back from the gym. And she told me the price. And when I walked in here, I felt it. That was it. I called my brothers right away. This was it. I knew this was the place we need to restart this at right here. But we're going to restart it together. And everybody was in. We had a phone conversation. I sent pictures, and we started it. We just started, you know, just started ordering the merchandise, the business. But it was a step out on faith. That's what it was, a step out on faith, because I didn't have anything. It was a step on faith.
Wow.
And my brothers believed in me.
Awesome.
And we believed in each other. And here we are. And I want to ask you that, Tracy. It's not just that we want to be a retail business. We also got in business to be, we're doing wholesale and retail. So when I mean wholesale is we want to branch out to the other vendors that can also buy our products at a wholesale price and sell it and also make money off it. You know, we want them to be progress as well. You know, we don't just want to keep it all for ourselves. We want to share it. We want to share the success.
Right.
So if you want to buy wholesale from us, no problem. No problem. Because if you do we do well. We do well together as a community. We do well.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. Rebuilding.
And with that being said, it's true, helping each other build each other up. And with that being said, I want to ask, because I'm curious, there's another black business in Passaic. Has he purchased wholesale from you?
Absolutely. He has. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Absolutely, he has.
I thought
absolutely.
So.
You must have been in there and seen something.
Well, what happened was I received one of your shower curtains as a Christmas gift from my sister. And when I opened it, I automatically knew that it came from you, but she told me that she had purchased from this brother in Passaic. And I said, I think he's purchased wholesale from them because your shower curtains are beautiful. Oh, my God.
Tracy, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I've never seen anything like it before, so I can't imagine what you have coming. Tell my listeners about your grand opening. You said you're having a grand opening soon?
Yes, yes. We're having a grand opening on April 14th. That's a Saturday from 3 to 7. We're having a grand opening. So we're going to put it out there on Facebook and everything so everyone can come and everyone's invited. Food, champagne, and anything you want to buy here be available to be purchased. And just to network and get to know who we are, because all four of the brothers will be here that day. So that's why I wanted it on the 14th. So all four of them get to meet everybody, get to meet each other, and we can have a good time.
That's exciting. That is really exciting. Mm. So how did you, because you as I mentioned in my introduction, how did you come about the Maggie Anderson video? How did you come about that video? I had never seen it before until my administrator shared it on my page and asked me to take a look at it. How did you come about that information?
Actually, someone sent it to me. I was browsing. You know, I was just browsing Facebook, and I saw it somewhere. And then I grabbed it. I listened to it. I listened to it two or three times. And I said, you know what? I have to share this. I have to share it because this is hitting the nail right on the hammer, whatever. It's hitting it right there. You know, I felt it. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I have to share because this. I believe this. It's true. It's all true. Mm-hmm. What she was talking about was true. And another thing that prevents black people from buying from black businesses is jealousy. Jealousy is another one. People don't want to admit it, but we talk in real radio. This the truth. You get some people jealous. They just jealous. Now you get some men. They can be just like a man can be jealous of you having a better looking woman than him, or a better car, or a better home. Black men having a business, and you know where you get that from. You know, I'm suspicious. Now he's suspicious of me. You know, I'm a suspect. Mm-hmm. Or a woman. Same thing with a female. It could be entrepreneur female woman, and then she's jealous of the way she look or the way she carry herself. It could be just jealousy. That's one of the things that will sometimes stop black consumers from buying from black businesses. Because I've experienced this, and this is a true story. True story, Tracy. Tell you. I'm in the store. Man, a couple comes in the store. His wife wants to buy this beautiful picture. She looks at him. He looks at it. Says, oh, it's nice. He walks away. He looks at me. I'm professional. I'm nice, you know. He just said, come on, let's go. He said, come on, let's go. And she looking at me like, I want the picture. I'm like, he don't want you to get it. And then I hear them arguing outside. I ain't giving him my money. What? That's what he said. I'm not giving him my money. This is what I heard. Ain't what I've been told. This is what I've heard. That's all I'm just saying, what I heard. So that's how I know I've experienced it. I've experienced it. So that's one of the things, too. Yeah, it happens. It happens. It happens. You know.
That's really painful. And it was mentioned, that was one of the things also mentioned on my blog, that envy plays a big part of it because we don't realize how powerful our dollars are. And I think that's the biggest problem is certain things that we as a people, we cannot get past. And this is why the economic injustice continues to happen in our black communities. It's unfortunate.
It's true.
But it's true. And I feel bad. That just pains me to know that's something you've dealt with. And I know you've had a store before. You've always had beautiful art. You've always had a business head. You've always been supportive. I even remember when we did a vending event together,
mm-hmm.
because you will always bend and also sell your products. You've always had that business and marketing head, and I know that Four Kings will do well. You have to reach out to me to let me know how I can assist you in any way with your grand opening on April 14th besides my presence, because I'm definitely going to make it a point to be there and to be more supportive of your business. I'm guilty of that because I was supposed to call you like months ago, but being an entrepreneur myself,
well, I knew
sooner or later.
I knew sooner or later it would happen.
That. Yes, because you know me, I'm like, I have to go, I have to support, because that is my commitment to you,
mm-hmm.
not only as a brother, but also as a friend. Now, tell my listeners how they can find you, even if it is online. How can they order from you online?
Good question, and I will answer that. The thing is this. Now, online, what we have now is a Facebook where you can just see all our products and know what you like and don't like. And what we've been doing right now, my brother Tony, who's the IT guy, he's working on something that working on a website to where we can do our, you know, PayPal and shipping. So we're going to start shipping framed art because that's a rare, unique service. Not normally people ship out art. So we're going to start shipping out art. We're not going to keep it here all the time. It's going to be moving. The shower curtains are moving. The art is going to be moving. It's just that the shipping of the art is a little different than just regular shipping. It's the weight. It's the packaging. And there's a few other details involved that he's working out right now. But by the time, well, before the grand opening, this month, March, he's going to have it all together so they'll be able to buy from the website. But in the meantime, temporarily, we are taking cash through Cash App and PayPal. They can just request, and we're still sending it out that way temporarily.
Yes, temporarily, because once your website is set up, you'll be able to add a Buy Now button on your Facebook page that will automatically take your buyers to your website. So that's an awesome idea, and I'm glad you're going to have that in place just in time for your grand opening. Now, one more question for you, and I'm going to let you go. Where are you located in Paterson, New Jersey? Because you are in Paterson, right?
Yes, correct. We're located at 92 Washington Street in Paterson. It used to be
Paterson,
a health food store here. Yeah, Paterson, New Jersey. 92 Washington Street, Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay. And what are your hours? Mm-hmm. Are you open every day, even on Saturdays, Sundays?
Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
Okay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl, thank you so much for joining me tonight. What I'm going to do also is I am going to feature you on my blog this month and also make sure I add your link to one of my favorites so that my people, my listeners, can also go buy, shop online, wait till you get the website, whatever they're going to do. I want to make sure that you are available so that they will be able to do so. I wish you, Timmy, Doug, and Tony the best of luck, the best of success. Because, you know, I remember your younger brother, but Timmy is my heart. But I remember your younger brother. Your younger brother,
yeah,
I don't know.
He's running behind. Yeah, he's falling behind.
Every time I was there at your house or something, he just seemed to always be asleep.
Yeah. Eating my mother's cooking, he was asleep. All the time.
He was always asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad you joined the show tonight. Do you want to leave anything with my listeners to remember Four Kings Artful Expressions with?
I sure do. I would like to say to the listeners is the best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. And hope is not a strategy. That's what I would like to leave with the listeners today.
Wow. That's awesome.
Hope is not
Daryl,
a strategy.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so kindly. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
We all appreciate it. And much success to you. And I'll see you soon.
Yes, you will. You'll see me sooner than you think. You certainly will. Thank you so much for being on the show, Daryl. All the best to you and love to your brothers. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in tonight. There you have it, Artful Expressions, located in Paterson, New Jersey. We were talking tonight with the CEO and founder, along with his three brothers. Artful Expressions, their grand opening is April 14th. Be there or be square. As a matter of fact, meet me there. But I thank you for tuning in tonight, and I hope you'll join me next week for another slamming, jamming conversation. And just because today is the last day in February, it does not mean our history stops here. Until next week, whatsoever things are lovely, just honest and true, if there be any virtue and any praise, I need you to think on those things. Until next week, good night and bye.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.